It is Acadiana's
reigning, defending, undisputed
number one sports talk station. And this is its exclusive podcast on the sport of
professional wrestling.
103.7 The Game's 20 by 20 Pro Graps podcast is scheduled for one fall. 20 minutes on everything happening inside the 20 by 20 squared circle.
Are you ready?
Ring the bell.
Money, 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 team, baby. Welcome to the 20 by 20 Programs Podcast, your exclusive home for Money in the Bank pick'ems in audio form.
Well, from at least you and me.
Yeah, but I'm saying in audio form. I'm sure, like, you have, like, certain European websites do... European YouTube channels.
Yes, yeah.
I'm sure there's via video.
There's probably somewhere, somebody in America also doing audio picks for Money in the Bank.
Or but video picks.
If you're looking for Clint Domang and Cody Schutz's picks for WrestleMania, Money in the Bank, then you have come to the correct place. We are here. You are there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't pick so bad, because usually I'm pretty bad at this.
Exactly. It's been weird, you know, and... Hold on. Wait, I'm just seeing something come out.
Oh, that's gross. Put that away.
Breaking news. In case you didn't know, Ric Flair has been hospitalized.
Yeah, we heard about that about 30 minutes ago.
Grave and serious was the original report.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm a friend of the program, Conrad Thompson. Hey, it's Conrad, the podcast extraordinaire, also real estate mogul.
Mm-hmm. And Blue Chew sponsor.
StarCast 2.
Host.
Master of Ceremonies, I guess. And also married to one of Ric Flair's daughters, so it's safe to say that's actually a reliable source.
Would know what's up.
Yeah. He's saying it's not as grave or as serious as TMZ is making it out to be, and said that this was a planned procedure that Ric Flair wanted to have before StarCast II in Las Vegas, and that they knew the procedure was coming and could have had it before or after Vegas and just wanted to feel good for StarCast. This is all coming from Sean Ross, SAP of Fightful.com, but also, obviously, from Hey, It's Conrad. So, hey.
Roll Tide on that, right?
Roll Tide on that.
I love it. So, yeah, great stuff right there. But, of course, what we're all talking about is Money in the Bank, and even more breaking news coming out about the show just moments ago in the last hour or so before we taped. Alexa Bliss not medically cleared to compete at Money in the Bank this Sunday and has been removed from the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. A suitable replacement will be announced. This is coming from the official WWE Twitter. And, my goodness, this is just... Like, it's a bad look for Alexa Bliss, and this could be the end of the line for her.
It's all a work. Don't worry. It's all a work. It's boss time. That's what's going to happen here. Sasha Banks, they've come to terms. They figured it out. Sasha Banks will be her replacement, and Alexa Bliss is the performer in the match that doesn't need to be in the match. She's already won. She did it last year. If they're not going to put it on her again, then replace Alexa Bliss. It's not going to hurt her that much, and it's boss time.
No, but I mean, if it's, like, we don't know what exactly it is, but if it's what we expected to be, that could wind up hurting her long term, and possibly her career with WWE could be coming to an end soon. And that could potentially be, she's dealt with a lot of concussion issues over the last year since SummerSlam.
They're not just going to cut ties with her, though. They're not. I mean, you see, Paige still has a spot. Edge is still doing things when he can backstage. I mean, they're
It's just him. Like, he is very much on a different level when you look at Edge in his career, and he's also doing a whole lot of other stuff outside of WWE. I feel like, when you look at Alexa Bliss, her career has been so short. I think you wind up possibly seeing her kind of bounce out, you know, in the near future.
I mean, if she wants to wrestle again, we could maybe see a Daniel Bryan type situation where WWE is saying no, and yet she wants to. But I don't know if it's that serious. You would think if it was career threatening, then it would be more they would have known about it. But who knows? I guess it's tough to speculate about these things. If it isn't a work and she's actually hurt and can't wrestle, that really sucks, because I miss Alexa Bliss matches. Those are always fun, watching her weasel her way out of different things. Yeah. But regardless, let's think. I mean, Sasha Banks is one you can think of. Nikki Cross is another pretty obvious
Nikki Bella
thing. Well, Nikki Bella's not going to do it, but you know that would be.
Oh, you know Nikki Bella's going to do it.
It would be terrible.
But like, hey, we got money. Why not do this, please?
Well, that's what just makes me think that maybe it could be there's something more behind this than it just being, oh, she's actually hurt and we didn't know about it till just now. Sorry. is the whole, they did a weird setup with her and Nikki Cross on the Go Home show. Didn't know what it meant at the time. Maybe that's what this is building to, and it's time for Nikki to play.
It is. I hope Nikki Cross finally does something, because it feels like she's just, like, disappeared off the face of the planet recently.
Yeah, I mean, she even said it, right? She was like, I've been here forever, and I didn't think anyone even knew who I was. And it was very sad to hear her say that, because I think she was speaking a little truth. But it's fine. Sad for Alexa Bliss. Hopefully, it's not anything terrible. I think the most obvious replacement is Nikki Cross. Sasha Banks is the fun idea replacement, and Clint's most terrible idea is Nikki Bella.
If we want to book the worst possible Money in the Bank, this is how you do it. You book her to win Money in the Bank, and you have her win both titles at the end of the night. You have her fireworks go off.
Terrible.
And you can look, but you can't touch. You can hear that music at all times, and it's just her, like, the music's just playing, and
I'm not subscribing.
She starts dancing with her boyfriend or whatever.
I'm not subscribing to that
newsletter
theory at all. So that's kind of our thoughts on that. We'll move on though, and let's start with I believe we only have one match so far announced for the pre-show, and it's a weird one. It's the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the recyclable Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan,
the Planet Warriors.
Yes, the Planet's Champions. Taking on
all right, hold on. Are they called the Planet Warriors, the Planet Experience, or the Planeteers?
They're the Captain Planets. That's what we're going to
do. No. It was Captain Planet, the Planeteers.
I don't know. The point is, what's really funny is how come...
Actually, we have two pre-show matches. We'll get
how
to
come
one.
Viking Warriors wasn't okay, but Kabuki Warriors is?
We'll talk about that later.
Anyways, this is a weird match. Those guys, the SmackDown Tag Champs, are taking on the Usos in a non-title match on the pre-show. I don't get it, but I guess maybe we'll have the debut of some really weird SmackDown Tag Team belts, maybe.
The Kabuki Warriors titles? I don't know.
I saw somebody made a joke online. How long before Michael Cole screws up and calls them the Bukkake Warriors?
Remember the time you had him Submission Sorority as a stable in WWE?
Yeah, just Google that. Nobody thought that through either.
Don't even.
PMS was a thing, too.
Well, at least that was like...
It was ironic.
It fit the time. Pretty Mean Sisters.
But in this match, this is a pretty easy one for me. The tag team champs here get a big win. Probably pretty easy and pretty clean, I would say, as well.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think Daniel Bryan and Eric Rowan win. It's another title match. At the end of the day, who cares?
Exactly.
But you're talking about pre-show. There's another pre-show
match. Has this been confirmed on the pre-show? The cruiserweights are being sent down again.
The
cruiserweights
can cruiserweight.
They can. Well, we won't have to cruiserweight for their match because it'll be on the pre-show.
They can wait to be on the main card a little bit longer. Eventually, we'll do a hashtag give cruiserweights a chance.
And that'll come around. That's a 2021 thing. You got to give it a little time. Let it breathe.
Can't hardly cruiserweight.
Tony Nese, the man. With 8 abs, the perfect athlete, the premier athlete, Tony Nese.
The hybrid athlete. No, wait, that's from Jackson Castle.
Yes, it is. Versus Aria Daivari. And I'm going to assume Daivari's the heel here because in their match picture, he is not smiling.
Well, Daivari never really smiles.
Honestly. Oh, okay, fair enough. I'm going to say this is Tony Nese's first title defense since WrestleMania, correct?
Yeah
so he's going to win here. He's going to hold on to that belt for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I think he winds up holding on to it. I would love to see Daivari win it, but I just can't see it right now. And honestly, I feel like you're going to wind up seeing him hold it on, like Nese hold it on for a long time, because you got to think about the fact with the way WWE's been with Cruiserweight Champions, is the second they lose or they wind up being featured in a big prominent feud, they leave. They go to like SmackDown or Raw.
And then do nothing is the problem after that.
Except Ali. Ali's the lone exception to the rule.
So far, I mean, and who knows? He could have been the one
Ali's
to have
so
Kofi's.
Good.
He could have had Kofi's hype, but who knows? Let's move on to the next match. We've got the United States champion, Samoa Joe, taking on Rey Mysterio. Are we finally going to get to see Samoa Joe choke out Dominik? Is Dominik going to die on Sunday?
No, he's not going to die.
He's not going to kill him?
No, I think he'd be okay. But like I said, I think Samoa Joe retains here because Rey Mysterio's just going to get his butt kicked again in like 30 seconds.
I don't know. This, to me...
Because I would love to see Samoa Joe, every title match he has, be like that.
To me, this could have the makings of a feud, though, to build to, like, a big gimmick match. I don't know why. It just seems like... And maybe it's because Dominik is involved, and I can't help but think of the ladder match for the custody of Dominik. So I feel like this...
Yeah, and you notice how... like Cesaro and Raw was like, is that even your son?
Is that even your son? Right. So it's one of those things to where I think it would just be great, great, lucky storytelling for WWE if they could somehow bring this feud to a close with some sort of ladder match. I don't know how they're going to do it. Don't ask me. But I would like to see this continue. And in order for that to happen, then that means Rey Mysterio must win. So I think if we're going to have a title change.
Dominic distracts Samoa Joe.
Oh, that would be good. I wasn't thinking that far, but I like that.
Then Dominic hoists Rey Mysterio over his head. He's like, yeah.
And then maybe Samoa Joe can still beat up Dominic after Rey wins to get his heat back or something. I like that idea. So I'm going to go with Rey Mysterio just because I want to see this feud go a little bit longer. We'll skip the Money in the Bank matches for now.
Okay.
And we'll jump ahead to there's some more matches I want to talk about. Let's talk about the steel cage match that is happening. The Miz versus the best in the world. That's enough of that. Shane McMahon.
Oh, boy. I'm getting ready for this feud to end pretty soon.
Yeah, like this does not have the same heat that Miz D-Bry has, and I think that's what they were going for.
Or the Miz, Shane McMahon at WrestleMania. I'm sorry, but the way that match ended, I loved it. But upon further review, upon like a month or so of just waiting for
it. At least you went for upon further review this time, not after.
Yeah. Upon further review, I got to say, I'm tired of this feud. Miz wins, ends the feud, finally gets his wishes, basically.
I think so.
And the feud ends. Shane McMahon is no longer the best in the world. Or, if you really want to book a great moment, you have Shane McMahon win the match with help from CM Punk as The Miz like walks out through the back. He tries to walk out of the cage.
Right.
Door. Punk slams the door, but you don't know it's him because he's wearing a mask.
It's got to be Punk. It's got to be Punk.
The best in the world.
I would be down for that.
It's in Hartford, Connecticut. It is.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on the story that's come out that George Miz was absolutely terrified before the WrestleMania match, was not supposed to get in the ring. Shane McMahon told him during the before match taunting, and this is all a story that came out. He told George, follow my lead and you'll be all right, is what he told him. So when we see Shane at WrestleMania waving at George Miz saying, come on, come on, come on. Like George just was following Shane's lead. George was never supposed to get in the ring. So what are your thoughts on the fact that if it's true, that whole fighting stance and standing between Shane and Miz in the ring was not supposed to happen. George Miz did that on the fly. What a great entertainer.
What a great entertainer and what a great punching bag.
He's a tomato can for all tomato cans.
Who throws better punches, George Mizanin or Shane McMahon?
Shane McMahon's punches are better, but George Miz's fundamentals are more sound. His stance is better. He could be the next mascot for Notre Dame. He really could.
I mean, he could also be like the next one of the DLC characters for Punch-Out Remake.
Oh, George Miz and Smash. I'm calling it now. Let's go on. I'm taking The Miz here, though, because similar reasons to Clint. I need this feud to end. I need Shane to go away for a little bit. I love Shane, don't get me wrong, but I need him to go away for a little bit, let this best in the world thing die down, and have him come back in a couple of months, or maybe even by SummerSlam have him come back and do something big there. But that's just how I feel. We got another match. That doesn't really mean anything. It's just going to be fun to watch. The big dog, Roman Reigns, and Elias are going at it. They're going to fight, and Roman Reigns is going to win.
I hate everybody that's booing him about Roman Reigns right now.
I know. I don't.
How do you boo a guy that has leukemia?
It just doesn't. A lot of people.
That has recovered from leukemia.
I've heard. I don't know. As long as you're booing Roman Reigns in the right way, there's a right and a wrong way. You can boo Roman Reigns for certain things, but you can't boo him for the sake of booing him, which I feel like is happening a lot.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. Because there's no reason why you should be booing him.
He hasn't done anything wrong since he's come back. You're going to take just his wrestling.
He's not the one scheduling a show in Saudi Arabia.
Right, yeah. But I guess
Super Showdown.
He's the face of the company, right? I don't know. It's cool, though.
Oh, by the way, Cody, you know when this show is taking place, right?
When,
yes. Like Money in the Bank.
Oh, on May 19th.
May 19th! May 19th!
Yeah.
13 years ago.
We almost forgot that, Shane. Was that See No Evil, right?
Yes, yeah,
like
See No Evil.
The release date for See No Evil.
Which I saw some on Reddit earlier that Kane had to wear his in-ring attire for the red carpet premiere.
Did you see Kane at some political thingy in Tennessee? He put on the Kane mask and he chokeslammed one of his, like, staffers threw a table on stage and everyone clapped and he walked off.
Everybody popped because they didn't know what was going on.
Right. What is it? Someone arrest this man. But shout out to Kane. Miss Kane. But yeah, I think this is a great match because it's gonna be a good match. Elias is a great worker. Roman Reigns is the big dog, but Roman Reigns will win here. But Elias, maybe then we'll see some more heat get thrown back on Elias. This, though, to me, has cool down match written all over it. Let's go on to some more title matches. We'll start with the first of two title matches for Becky Two Belts. We'll go with the Raw Championship match first. I have no idea which one's going to go on first. I think that matters. But since we don't have an idea, we'll stick with Raw first. She's taking on Lacey Evans.
The sassy Southern Belle.
Is it sexy or sassy?
Sassy.
No, sassy. Okay.
I mean, I believe that's what it is because I know Seth Curry said sassy.
She's sexy too, though. Excuse me, Clint.
Teach their own.
Oh, excuse me.
Teach their own.
All right.
Teach their own. You know, I mean, I know you like them girls.
Clint, don't make me not approve. What the fuck does that mean, Clint?
But give me Becky Lynch retaining here. It's gonna be an easy win.
I guess.
It's something we've talked about like weeks ago.
Yeah,
like,
it just matters.
Kind of same thing.
It just matters which. I think Becky loses one of her belts here. I don't know which one.
But I feel like she needs to have both belts for a little bit just to make it.
That's what I want. That if I'm picking with my
if she
heart,
loses one. It's like she's naked. Like you know.
You're right. I wouldn't mind to see that either.
Only Seth Rollins.
Yeah, only Seth Rollins. You're right. I'm sorry, Mr. Rollins. I didn't mean to say that.
He's gonna burn this whole place down.
Yeah, if Delta gets burned to the ground next week, we know what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kingslayer.
Becky Two Belts is hot right now. It is the thing. They probably haven't sold enough merch with Becky Two Belts on it yet either. So.
Well, have they even made any?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if they have or not.
I know they already got Zion Williamson Pelicans jerseys. Why haven't we got a Becky Two Belts shirt yet?
Tight. I mean, you can go to like NBA.com and make a Williamson Pelicans jersey.
No, but I think
right?
like they actually have them on sale somewhere. Mind you, it might be some seedy places, but
right.
worth it.
Yeah, you can get them for cheap. So, yeah, I think,
yep.
I don't know, man. My heart wants to say Becky Lynch is going to win this. I'm going to stay with Becky on this. I don't think Lacey gets a belt just yet. Let's talk about Seth Rollins now, since we just talked about Becky Lynch.
Well, they do have Becky Two Belt shirts.
They do. I'm going to have to get one of those.
I'm going
to
send you the picture of it, because it actually is really cool.
But let's move over to her beau, Seth Rollins. He is going to defend his Universal Championship against AJ Styles.
I think this is going to be the feud of the summer here because these two guys know how to put great matches together. And again, I don't think AJ Styles is going to be like 100% super heel like he was in the Cena feud 2-3 years ago.
Right.
But I think this is the first step towards him becoming a heel, facing off against your top babyface in Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins, I think, retains largely by disqualification or basically it's a dirty finish to where you have to have another match.
The club comes out, does the exact same thing they did to John Cena.
I don't think so. I think you wait for that.
Okay.
Because it seems like it's too early.
That's fair. I think, I don't know, man, just because Seth Rollins hasn't done much since beating Brock Lesnar, I don't think they're going to have Seth take a pin after beating. So it's going to go one of two ways. Seth is either going to win somehow and AJ will still have a claim to number one contendership, or it'll end in a DQ somehow, a dirty finish some which way, or a count out, some kind of dusty something or other. But I think we are both in agreement here that Seth Rollins still walks out Universal Champion at the end of Money in the Bank. Now let's sandwich Seth Rollins between another Becky Lynch match, because I know that's exactly where he wants to be. Becky Lynch is going to take it. It was a forced pun if I've ever made one. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I mean, I'm sure Becky Lynch appreciates it.
She does. Yeah, see, I pissed off Seth Rollins, but I made the man happy, so I'm okay with that. Speaking of, we have the man taking on the queen, Charlotte Flair, for the SmackDown women's title. Tougher to pick for me because I want to say that Charlotte's going to get this belt here. Would that make her a 10-time champ?
No, 9 times.
She's 8 right now? That's,
yeah. She's already halfway to beating Rick fucking Flair.
Right, and she's like
her daddy's record. That's so horrible. By the way, thoughts to Ric Flair.
Yeah,
I don't know if his procedure was successful or not, but I know it was a procedure that was already planned. He's not gravely ill.
Real time on that, right?
Right.
Yes, indeed. That's the only time we can say it.
I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair here, though. Something tells me Charlotte wins. Becky's pissed. Maybe Becky can get the SmackDown belt back while still being Raw champ. some crazy witch Wild messed card. Up way. Who the hell knows? I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair here, though, because I think as well as Seth Rollins and AJ could be the feud of the summer on the male side, I think this is, again, I know we've seen it before, but it's so good, could be the feud of the summer on the female side.
I just can't see it. Because just end the goddamn feud between Becky and Charlotte. Have Becky finally beat Charlotte one-on-one, clean as a whistle again, and Charlotte can never compete for that title ever again.
Because wild card, she's going to Raw.
I'm getting tired of it.
Well, you know what I'm not getting tired of, Clint?
Just give me Bayley and Charlotte and Sasha versus Becky, like, forever.
I'm not getting tired of Kofi Kingston being the WWE champion.
Nobody's tired of that.
He is going to take on KO, Kevin Owens, probably my second favorite wrestler of all time.
Kofi Kingston's one of my favorites. Big E's my personal favorite right now. I mean, one, he's hitting on Mama Lynch. Two, he's apparently wanting to sell pictures of the Iconics' feet.
And he's a correspondent for Ryan Satin now, if you didn't see that on Twitter. Nia Jax shooting down a source claiming she'll be out until 2021 or something like that. And she was like, "No, your source is wrong. Get a new source." And then Big E tweets at her,
"Florida
hey,
man,
I'm a new correspondent for Ryan Satin here. Give me the real date, and I'll throw you $20." And it's like, funny you, Big E. But Kofi Kingston has to win here. Kevin Owens is a guy that, even though he's just come back, he can take a loss here. I hate saying that. I was wearing my KO shirt yesterday, actually, Clint. I don't know if you remember. I had my KO shirt on yesterday. I'm a big fan.
I'm trying to remember if I saw you or not.
No. Kofi Kingston, though, I think wins here. I just want to see him hit SOS on KO, because a big man taking an SOS would be fun to see.
It would be. I think you're going to wind up seeing it. Kofi Kingston retains here because it feels like it's too early for it. And, of course, you're waiting for the moment when you could put somebody like a big name up against him, and then Kofi Kingston loses it, i.e. a Roman Reigns or a Brock Lesnar or what have you. Because you know that's going to probably wind up being the thing that happens.
Well,
he'll lose it to somebody that is on a higher level than your boy Kofi.
Or on a perceived higher level, at the very least.
Well, I mean, everybody knows, like, there's levels to this stuff.
Right. I mean, that's you're not wrong. Let's jump now to the two.
Wrong.
Shut the fuck up, Clint. You know, let's move to the two titular matches of the evening. I said titular, Clint.
Wait, we already did Becky Lynch, Lacey Evans, and Becky Charlotte.
Jeez, Clint. I think that's sexist. We're talking, of course, about the Money in the Bank matches, because that is the title of the pay-per-view, after all. And we'll do ladies first. I have three questions remaining.
Two of the program on this, by the way.
They are. One of them being...
Mela is money.
She is Natalia. Indeed. And Natalia as well. I don't have a cool drop from her, though.
Hey, guys,
Natalia.
That's what she said.
Damn it. But let me roll through it.
Fun of it. And that's literally what she... Hey, guys, this is Natalia. You're listening to 103.7 The Game. Oh, my God.
Ember Moon.
At least Mel has a gimmick, though. It would have worked.
Mandy Rose. Dana Brooke.
Real jacked.
Bailey.
What are her thoughts on Turkish politics?
Natalia.
She's cancer.
The aforementioned Natalia. Naomi. Mela is money, and then the silhouette black figure with the white question mark in
Taco
the middle.
Taco Bell Anderson.
Yeah, who knows? It was an undetermined competitor.
It's whoever's pitching the LSU game on Saturday.
My guess.
TBA.
My guess for this is going to be whoever that silhouette character is, because it's classic WWE to take the person that's the late replacement for the match and have them win the damn thing. So
Nikki Bella.
The person that we don't know in the match, that's who's going to win this. That's
Nikki
my
Bella.
Pick. Whoever that may be. James Ellsworth. James Ellsworth
for
the win.
No. He'll never get booked again. It'll be Enzo Amore.
Bada boom. The only dude in the room.
How
James Ellsworth. Oh, I hope that's not in poor taste. But I really do think whoever this mystery entrant is going to be is going to win the match, because that's classic WWE. I am half joking, but I'm half serious too. It's something Vince would do. I'll let them win. They'll never see it coming. But if you do it every time, Vince, we'll see it coming.
Yeah, like I said, it's to me, oh, man, I'd love for...
Oh, there are better people to get this. Ember and Bailey come to mind immediately.
Bailey's at the top of mind. Honestly, I feel like Dana Brooke could be one you throw
out
there.
It would be funny. I think it would turn to more comedy, though. That's the problem if you gave it to Dana Brooke. Her lips are hilarious. They're just funny. It doesn't. Anything that she says, her lips moving is just funny.
Like, think about it. Like, you're saying it's comedy. I mean, I would agree with you, but you'd also have it be, like, Dana Brooke wins Money in the Bank, but then loses it like a month later. To,
it's funny.
Like, it's, I mean, it's not even funny. It's just sad. Like, it was, it's just
right.
Sad. You know?
It is sad, but it's funny at the same time because it's Dana Brooke. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if they did something.
She's a hell of a talent. She's more athletic
than
I'll.
The country of Turkey would probably ban WWE television like they're banning Enos Kanter from existing on television in the Western Conference Finals. But that's my.
Did you know WWE in England, and I don't know if it's Europe or England or whatever, they're moving from Sky Sports to BTV Sports or B Sports or something
BTV?
Like that? B Sports or something like that? Yeah, they're not going to be on Sky Sports
anymore. B Sports! Go, go, go!
There it is. There it is. B Team University coming soon.
Is B Team like still around?
I mean, they're both still on the roster, yeah.
No, but I'm saying, are they
SmackDown.
A tag team?
They're on SmackDown, okay. Yeah. They're just not doing
God,
anything.
God, I completely forgot about that. Yeah. Why are they the tag team champions?
Why aren't they?
Because should be them.
Because the Planeteers are the SmackDown Tag Team Champions.
Yes. That's,
but I'm going to go with the undetermined competitor you're at, even though I think Ember and Bayley are two competitors that probably could do better with it. What do you think, Clint? Final thought?
Bayley or Dana.
Bayley
nobody
or Dana.
Nobody else should win it.
All right. I like your thoughts there. We got one more match to pick.
I love to tell you, but she's not winning it.
I've got one more match for you, but two more questions. The first question would be, out of Andrade El Idolo, Ricochet,
Andrade.
Big Rick, no, Drew McIntyre, the Intercontinental Champion, Finn Balor. We've got Crazy Sami Zayn replacing Big Bad Braun Strowman.
Go to hell.
And then we have Big Bad Baron Corbin, Ali, and then Mr. Sweaty Palms himself, Randall Keith Orton.
Low pervert. Like
he will touch your hands with his cock junk on his hands, and he will not feel bad about it.
And then you got... And obviously, low pervert as well.
Yes, with screwdrivers.
It's a pervert. It's a king.
Let's just say, I think it's safe to say neither one of us has Randy Orton winning this match. Who do you have?
Definitely. All right, you're going to hate me for this, Cody.
Am I? Who are you going to pick? Baron Corbin?
Yes.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
You know that's probably going to happen.
I think they're going to do a big tease spot. I don't know if they'll go through with it.
Baron Corbin, like, ah.
I don't know if they're going to go through with it, but I think they'll do a big tease spot just to piss the crowd off. And then
Baron Corbin gets his redemption.
I think a heel wins. Or, you know what, though? That's really good booking. If Baron Corbin wins the Money in the Bank match and then cashes in later that night, because he's like, screw that, I ain't fucking this up again. And he goes back and he just does it in one night and wins. That would be pretty good.
Beats Seth Rollins.
No, what if he took the belt from Kofi, though?
Then you need to repackage this whole gimmick.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that.
He is a skinhead, so...
Oh, Lord. I'm going to go with another heel, but not Baron Corbin. I think Corbin's going to get a big tease spot where everybody's going to be like, no, goddammit, no, don't do it, don't do it. And then one of our faces in the match, whether it's Ricochet or Ali or Finn, will come and save him. But like, ha-ha, no, I'm going to win now, not Baron Corbin. And we'll be like, yeah, it's going to be there, it's going to be there. And then Drew McIntyre is going
to
come through,
Drew to win.
Clean house,
don't get
piss everybody off, and be Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I think people would be okay with it because it's like...
Or I do also like Senor Dinero in El Banco. I do like that thought too.
Andrade?
His name's not Andrade, it's Andrade. Although,
Jessica Andrade, I don't know how to fucking pronounce it.
If it's Andrade, it should have the little flicker over the last E like Pokemon.
Yeah.
So it can be like Pokemon, Andrade. Get it? But anyways.
They should just call him Andrade Cien Almas. We have the Chon when Money in the Bank would be great as well.
Although his name literally meant 100.
Because pretty much everybody loves him, apparently. Like, there was something I saw on Reddit this morning where Big Daddy Dave was talking about him, and how apparently everybody loves him, and they're helping him have a tutor to teach him
learn
English.
You can tell.
Well, not learn English, but be able to speak the language better.
And you can tell he's been working on it. They've been giving him the mic, which is really cool. I'm sure Charlotte helping him as well.
Woo!
Yes, indeed. But I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre here. I think it'll be fun to watch him run around. And he's one of those guys that I don't think will hold on to the briefcase very long if he gets it. As much mess as he's talked for so long about trying to, you know, he's the best and everybody's complacent and blah, blah, blah. We haven't seen him with the title yet. I think if he does win, which I suspect he will, he's not going to wait very long. Maybe not that same night, but
yeah.
Don't be surprised if we don't see him cash in on Raw because they need the ratings. I expect cash-ins to happen on weekly programming, not necessarily pay-per-views.
On programming.
I did say, though, I have one other question. We're done with matches. That's the full card there. But I do want to ask you, Do we see a cash-in tomorrow or on Sunday night or possibly on the Raw or SmackDown following?
We see it all that night. We just like,
everything that we're going to burn it all that night. Just bust our nut everywhere in one
yeah.
go.
Why? Yeah, well, because then it's like
the Bukkake Warriors are going to be the new champ.
Then, oh, hey, Monday night, you're like, oh, God, I got to watch Monday Night Raw to see what happens next. Oh, my God.
That's what they want.
Like, why do they put, like, we got to boo Baron Corbin winning the Universal title.
You're right.
They got to do something before Double or Nothing, which we'll talk about next week on the 20 by 20 Programs podcast. Yeah,
and you have something else you need to plug real quick, right? There's another one of these you can listen to if you haven't seen that yet.
We've got a mini episode that I put out last night breaking down everything about the AEW deal, which, by the way, Cody, All Elite Wrestling just struck a deal with TNT. There's been no announcement of if it's Tuesday Night Dynamite or Wednesday Night Warriors or Wednesday Night War.
I've been following close, loosely, I should say.
And it'll also be on BR Live. And you'll have to pay $9.99 for BR Live right off the jump. This is my biggest complaint. I talk about a lot in there, is $9.99, and then you pay $50 for the pay-per-view. Double or Nothing will be broadcast on BR Live.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
I'm going to watch it, maybe in a different way, but still, like, $50 on top, like, it's basically you're paying $60. Like,
no.
It should be all inclusive. Again, I talk about a lot in there. And this is something I'm going to try and do a lot more frequently going forward, especially when we got a lot of shit going on because we're getting summertime. We got a lot of things because we've got this week Money in the Bank, next week Double or Nothing, a couple weeks from now Super Showdown. Fuck that shit. So we're probably going to not talk about it.
Oh, we'll talk about it.
But I'm going to probably do mini episodes after pay-per-views, big events, big breaking news, like new TV deals, what have you. That way it's just easier for us to kind of talk about everything that happened over the course of a week in the world of wrestling rather than, oh, hey, we've got like all this crap to fit into a show. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the listeners, and I'm also talking to you.
Yes, I know what you're saying.
So quick question before we wrap up the show to you, Cody.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we wound up seeing Dean Ambrose or CM Punk at Double or Nothing?
No. I think you wind up seeing John Moxley at Double or Nothing.
Okay, thank you. I forgot his name already.
You would have done that to me.
Yeah. Thank you for correcting me, Cody.
But no, I don't think you see CM Punk, but I do think you probably see John Moxley. I don't know. It's weird. WWE follows John Moxley on Twitter.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know what that means either. Just going to leave that there. Yeah. Wrestling is confusing, but it's fun.
WWE because our guy Dylan just hates WWE.
Oh,
now.
He hates it so much, and it bothers me a little bit. But it's fun. It's fun conversation.
He's the hipster wrestler.
It's fun. He is. It's fun. We get it. You vape and all that stuff. It's fun.
Let's get it done.
Good
man.
Conversations. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes
Six
or wherever.
6 stars
the hell.
If you're in the Tokyo Dome.
6 stars if you're going to be
seven
at Double or Nothing.
7 if you're going to be at Madison Square Garden.
And 8 stars if you are a third in your family.
Like, share, and subscribe.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.
There's a hole in my pocket where my money should go. There's a hole in my heart where you used to go. There's a hole and a hole and a hole. Big old hole. There's a hole in my heart where you used to go. There's a hole. Big old hole. And a hole and a hole. Gotta get money for the things I wanna buy. Gotta get money so when the plane don't let me fly. Gotta get money or else I'm gonna die. There's a hole in my pocket where my money should go.